Your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service. We speak to RJ Goodeye with the New Mexico State FFA Officer Team. He was one of many that had a chance to travel abroad with FFA. But first of all, we learned more about RJ and his family and their connection to farm in New Mexico.
I come from a very small town in southern New Mexico. I've grown up a chili farmer, so my family grows a lot of green chili peppers down here. I've been in the FFA for just about 7 years now, and I truly enjoy agriculture and everything there is to leadership and meeting new people. I mean, I used to kind of be not as outgoing, and then did my first ever public speaking contest. Didn't really have a choice. My ag teacher just kind of pushed me into it, and turned out I really enjoyed it. And so FFA took off from there for me. I started to meet a lot of new people and grew a passion for members. And so my passion to be a state officer just kind of came to be, and I gave it my all and got elected. I've been blessed to be elected 2 times as a New Mexico FFA state officer. And I'm so happy to be able to do the things that I love to do every single day, meet new people, interact with members. And I've always just had the goal of leaving a lasting impact on members to show them that they can reach their goals just as well as anybody else can. I mean, I've proven that to myself, and I just want to show members that it's not as hard as they think it is to be able to get where they want to be in life.
As you may have guessed, chili farming, a little new to me and many of us in this area. So RJ gives us more details on exactly what all goes into it and a little more about the details in farming chilies in New Mexico.
Yes, sir. So chili farming, typically our season starts in about July for harvest. We'll plant chili seeds in March and May, as late as April. Certain times, a lot of farmers nowadays transplant the chili from a greenhouse, so that way the seedling has a little bit more time, or a little less time to grow, and we have a little more production. Chili farming's really advanced in the last 5 years. This year especially, I've seen it more and more where farmers are transplanting chili straight into the ground into row cropping, and then our irrigation systems are a little different, so we don't get much rain down here. With our chili farming, we relay tape down in the rows called drip. And so drip just feeds water directly to the roots of the plants, saving the farmer water as well as money and cost of fertilizer, because we can fertilize those plants direct, straight through the drip. And then chili farming typically the season ends about December at the latest, is when the plants are still dehydrating and processing the red chili. It's kind of weird how our plants work, but basically a green chili is a immature chili plant, chili pepper, and a red chili is a mature chili pepper. So they both come from the same plant, and it's a very, very labor-induced crop. It is very, you know, to harvest, we all harvest by hand down here because we can't get a better quality with machines. So we're using crews of 40 to 60 people per field to harvest, and we're moving field to field, and a lot of things are done manually down here because we can't get a better grade, a better quality with machines quite yet. Our technology hasn't advanced that well. But with the chili farming, it's probably one of our largest crops that come out of here other than dairy as well as beef and pecans.
RJ Goodeye joining us on your Central Minnesota Farm Report, brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service. Now, RJ was one of 70 FFA students that did travel abroad to Spain and learn about different farming practices. And RJ gave us some background and then described some of the highlights and the conversations and stops they had during their abroad trip with FFA.
We went on a trip called ILSSO. So it's an opportunity for current or 1 year past state officers to apply and to travel abroad to a different country and experience their agricultural practices as well as connect with the local people. And I didn't really have too much of a priority. My main goal was to just learn and to see what was new or what was something I'd never seen before. And so getting to Spain right off the bat. When we got out of the airport, we went straight to our first farm tour. And our very first tour, it was a little chilly outside, but we did get to learn a lot about non-traditional farming. Went to a very small farm that grew a lot of vegetables, and they also had a lot of diversified crop fertilizing methods as well as harvesting and growing methods I've never really seen before. And then we got to, towards the end of our trip, we got to tour an olive oil farm, which my family, along with chili farms, pecan trees. So we have a lot of orchards. So comparing and contrasting their orchard methods, I learned a thing or two about harvesting as well as water practices. They flood their fields as well as we do. And so that was kind of neat to see, because I didn't really see too much of flood irrigation out there. As well as touring those couple of farms, my favorite one by far was an industry tour with John Deere in Madrid. And at this John Deere factory, a data center, they have students and interns that get to do a lot of research and help with the next generation of technology that comes from John Deere. And so their main goal and main priority of research right now is orchard farming. So that was right up my alley. And so I picked their brains a little bit about fertilizing and irrigation practices and what are they seeing in technology. And so I had the unique opportunity to operate one of their autonomous sprayers for their orchards that I was standing 100 feet away, and this sprayer was spraying the trees in the field. You know, that was pretty neat, pretty cool to see. But I was able to take a lot of learning from that technology and bring it back here to my family with the irrigation practices as well as the GPS and satellite technology that we can potentially use to help increase production as well as efficiency on our farms down here in New Mexico.
RJ Goodeye joining us, FFA member from the state of New Mexico on a recent abroad trip to Spain. And I mentioned RJ as well, if you had any time to have some early reflections on some of the parts of the trip that really stood out and made an impact on himself.
After speaking with every farm owner or manager that we met with on this trip, every single one had one thing in common. They were all extremely humble and extremely open to telling us anything and everything. There are no secrets. And so any farming practice that their competition may see, they don't mind sharing that with us. They don't mind telling us what is something they tried, something they failed with, as well as connecting. I really had a good connection on a fruit farm tour where they grow strawberries, blueberries, and many other fruits that I was able to talk with the owners. And the owner's name was Jose Carlos, and his wife's name was Elisa. And they spoke very, very thick Spanish accents, which I was able to understand. Spanish is a second language for me. So speaking with them, they tell me that a lot of their farmers around their area have had a big struggle with exporting crops as well as production with weather changes. And so I tell them it's not any different from the U.S. Our practices are very similar. Sometimes we have good years, sometimes we have bad years. But just hearing the humbleness in their voices and the way that they were so able to share with people they had just met 5 minutes ago, I truly appreciated the fact that it was so well and so natural to speak to them. Many of them didn't have speeches prepared or presentations prepared. They just kind of spoke naturally and were so nice. I mean, there's a word I'm looking for. I couldn't quite come up with it, but their hospitality, their willingness to share knowledge, even with the language and cultural differences, farming is a universal language. We can all talk farming. And so I appreciated that with them, as well as talking with how intentional and precise their farming methods were. It's amazing to me how well you can connect with someone when you have one thing in common.
And finally, RJ talks about his career plans as well. I mentioned agriculture, but you're going to be surprised where his career is leading. It's pretty darn interesting. So let's just say his career might be in the fast lane as he looks ahead.
I'm still looking and trying to decide, you know, certain directions. I've got a little different path than agriculture that I've been looking at. And so I do love agriculture. I do have an interest in potentially getting my degree in agronomy, becoming an agronomist, or having that degree to help take over the family operation someday. But currently my main goal is racing. And I know that sounds a little bit weird, a little different, but through FFA, I started with my supervised agriculture experience. I started a business where I restore antique tractors and sell them or do them for clients. And that business took off for me. And I've always had the dream of being a racer. So driving race cars, I with that business, I was able to buy a race car, start my own race team. And now I'm blessed to travel the country and on a national level racing. And so NASCAR has been the dream for me. Hopefully after FFA, I can live on my dreams with NASCAR. But ultimately, at the end of the day, after NASCAR is all said and done, I'd like to come back home and keep growing the family farm, as well as using technology and things that I've learned throughout my years to help increase our sustainability as well as our efficiency.
RJ Goodeye joining us, FFA member from New Mexico, and talking about their trip abroad. And also, we had a chance to learn a little bit about chili farming and also his career when it comes to racing. So pretty darn neat. He was one of over 70 FFA students exploring agriculture practices in Spain. So we do appreciate the opportunity. That is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for today. It's brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service.